Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today we've got a whole bunch of MMA topics to talk about. Let's talk about them then. You want to talk about it? Let's talk about it. You know, on the previous episode, I was talking about Armin Tsarukyan versus Ilia Topuria. Somebody asked me, what do you think about the grappling? I think that Armin can take down Ilya, but I think that his jiu-jitsu is going to be good, so he'll defend, he won't get submitted, and the round will start back up on the feet. If the round starts back on the feet, then Ilya Topuria is going to punch him out, probably KO him. That's a really difficult fight, and a very hard fight for Ilya Topuria stylistically against Armin Tsarukyan. So a whole bunch of fights got announced. Let's talk about Justin Gaethje versus Paddy Pimblett. On the previous episode, I spoke about Luke Riley and how I really like what they're doing with the team there. Luke Riley's looking great. Paddy Pimblett's looking great. The whole team's looking great. I reckon Paddy Pimblett versus Justin Gaethje. I think Paddy Pimblett's going to dog walk Justin Gaethje, actually. I believe that's the first Paramount card, too. Paddy Pimblett is going to out-grapple Justin. He probably out-strike him, and he could submit him. Paddy Pimblett is probably bigger than Justin Gaethje, too, more athletic. And probably has sufficient, same amount of cardio, maybe even better cardio. I think Paddy Pimblett, my stock on Paddy Pimblett is high. I like the guy, and I think that he'll do really good things. What can Justin do? What? He's gonna go there with his style where he has his fucking gloves, and he's going to start throwing fucking punches and uppercuts and shit like he did against Rafael Fiziev. Fucking Rafael Fiziev ended on the fucking top of him when he tripped or Rafael took him down. I can't even remember, but it doesn't matter. What I'm talking about is the fact that he landed on top of him and controlled him. Are you going to get fucking controlled by Rafael Fiziev? You're going to get controlled by Paddy Pimblett. If you get controlled by Paddy Pimblett, he's going to submit you. Paddy Pimblett has all the tools in the toolbox to beat Justin Gaethje. It's not even funny. Maybe in the boxing, you know what I mean? I saw Paddy Pimblett get rocked. I think it was his debut when he did the fucking tornado. He ran at the guy and he was just swinging these massive hooks. Justin's much tighter. He hits much harder. I think with the damage that Justin Gaethje has sustained throughout his whole professional career, including the fact that he got put out bad against Max Holloway after taking a beating for 24 minutes of our fight, I think that he's taken a lot of damage. And Paddy Pimblett's going to add to that damage, and eventually the camel falls over if you keep on putting more weight on it in the desert. So Justin Gaethje is in a predicament where Paddy's going to try and take him out. Paddy's going to wrestle with him as well. I think that the wrestling, you know, Justin Gaethje always says that his wrestling, it tires him out. I think if you're Paddy Pimblett, you shoot as many takedowns as you possibly can on Justin, and you try and take him down, you try and control him, and you try and shoot on him to the point where you're transitioning, you're freestyling, and you're kind of falling over each other and scrambling in those positions, because what you want to do is you want to tire him out completely. Justin doesn't like that type of fight. He's already admitted to the fact that he doesn't like that type of fight. Paddy Pimblett's somebody that can do that. If he's intelligent, he'll do that approach. I think he needs to stay to his kicking game and stay away from the punching game with Justin. If he does that and he controls him on the ground, he can beat him. Maybe even submit him. If not submit him, he'll control him and he'll hurt him. He'll hurt him to the extent where he can then finish him later. So I would say my prediction for this is Paddy Pimblett in round three or four, he finishes Justin Gaethje. That fight is taking place, you know, in the future. But let's talk about the near future. I want to talk about Nazim Sadikov versus Faraz Ziam. I'm interested in this matchup. Both young guys, both up-and-comers, are lightweight, beat a lot of different people. Nazim Sadikov, you know, the quality of person that he has beaten is, in my opinion, inferior to the people that Faraz Ziam has been. Because Faraz, he's been people like Mike Davis, who I have stock in, people like Matt Frivola. And, you know, Faraz Ziam, he lost to Terence McKinney, and Nazim Sadikov beat Terence McKinney. But as you know, we've spoken about it on the show, Terence McKinney as a fighter, he is a kind of dynamo kind of character where he'll win something fucking fast, he'll lose something fast. He's a high frequency guy. he'll either win huge or he'll lose fucking huge. So I don't really read too much into the fact that for us, lost to him, you know what I mean? Anyone can fucking lose to Terence McKinney. He's just like that. He's been on the blackjack table, been on roulette, it's either black or red. That's Terence McKinney. How do they, the styles match up between the two? Nazim Sadikov, he can grapple. He's got very good switch kicks. He's got very good kicking game upstairs, down, below, question mark kicks. He's got that Azerbaijani in him. He can fucking kickbox and he could wrestle. He could do jits. He's a very calculated fighter, very technical fighter. In my opinion, I think Firas Ziyan's tougher. And sometimes you can't stop someone who's fucking tougher. Sometimes they just march you down, even if you're more technical than him, and you just need to be dirty with him. You know, we saw the previous fight with Nazim Sadikov when he fought Nicholas Mota, and, you know, he got hurt during that fight, and then he proceeded to, you know, answer back and take him out with the elbows and all that shit. To be honest, I don't think he really wants to clinch with Firas Ziyan. After what I saw with Matt Frivola when he kneed him in the fucking head, I think Firas Ziyan's on a serious tear, and he's a violent character. In terms of striking, I think Nazim might be a little bit more technical, but I think Firas Ziyan, he's got that dog in him. I think he's just more brutal cunt. So I think that if they go to grapple with each other, you know, I think Nazim's going to do very well. You know, if he shoots takedowns on him, I think Firas Ziyan, he's probably going to strike with Nazim. He's going to land some shots. And I wouldn't be surprised if Nazim keeps, if Firas goes on this tear and hurts Nazim and puts him out via TKO. Because I just think that Firas is just more of an effectual striker. You know what I mean? I think Nazim sits in front of you, kind of, pitter patters you and chops your leg out and knees you and elbows you. But I think that Firas Ziyan, if he lands a shot on you, you're sitting down. So I think Firas Ziyan, he's going to do what he's going to do. And I don't think it's going to be enough for Nazim Sadikov. And I do really like Nazim's style. You know what I mean? I've been complimentary of it. He's come on the show. I like him as a fighter. I like him as a person. He's got a good Sambo background, good Taekwondo background. He's got a lot of skills. I think Nazim can make it to the top, but I also think Firas Ziyan can make it to the top. And I think right now is the time to put your money on Firas. I don't think it's to put your money on Nazim. Nazim, in the future, I think he'll do very well because these guys can't fight with him in his style. Now, what could actually eventuate is Nazim might technical him and beat him. Right, I think it's more probable that Firas will do that though. I think Firas will put him out before he can take him to a decision, beat him that way. Nazim Sadikov, he's a great fighter, a very versatile fighter. He can do southpaw, he can do orthodox. He's got a good kicking game. He's got that. I think he's got question mark kicks. He's got a lot of different things, a lot of different skills. Very dangerous guy to fight against. I think Firas is going to be too big, too ferocious, too agitated. He's going to put him out with some punches and he might hit him with some knees as well. I think Firas Ziyan is on tear. I think he's going to go to the top of the division. I think we see Nazim Sadikov get to the top 15 also. I think he beats a lot of those guys anyway. I just think that we'll see them both, but I think Firas will go further. Moving up the card, we got Bogdan Guskov versus Jan Blachowicz. Now, Jan Blachowicz, the former champion, you know, we saw his performance against Israel Adesanya where he kind of boringly took him down and held him there. And then he had a good performance against Magomed Ankalaev, who then became the champion. But if you watch that fight, you know, Jan Blachowicz was kicking his legs out. And he's got a titanium shin rod for both of his legs. Conor McGregor might have the titanium shin bone in one of his legs. Fucking Jan Blachowicz has them in both of his legs. And he's got the rope from the Suicide Forest in Poland, which is good luck in Polish for some reason. I don't even fucking know why it's good luck, but it is. So he asks the police, he sees the guy, you know, he's fucking got the guy, he's committed suicide. And he says to the police, the police officer says to him, hey, you want the rope? And then Jan Blachowicz goes, yes, of course I want the rope. He gets the rope, becomes a champion, goes on a tear, starts going on a win streak. So now Jan Blachowicz is kind of, he peaked and then he's descended. He lost to Magomed, well, he drew against Magomed. And then he fought Carlos Olberg, Adesanya's teammate, and Adesanya's teammate avenged him for what he did to Adesanya. So now we've got Bogdan Guskov, who from Uzbekistan, who's looking fucking phenomenal, going up against Jan Blachowicz. Am I wrong to say here that I want to pick Jan Blachowicz? Am I wrong to say that even with young up-and-comers, even when you count him out, even when he loses, he can still beat Bogdan Guskov? I reckon, personally, he can. Is Bogdan going to kick with him? I don't think so. But if he does, I think Jan Blachowicz can kick better than him. We saw Jan Blachowicz destroy Dominic Reyes's side profile when he was switch kicking him and he was kicking him all across the cage. What can Bogdan do? Why? Is he going to punch with him? I mean, you'll punch with him, Jan Blachowicz can take him down. Who's got better jiu-jitsu? Right now, my stock's saying Jan Blachowicz. He's a fucking black belt European jiu-jitsu player. He can wrestle. He's proven he can wrestle. He can wrestle better than most fighters. He can do jiu-jitsu better than most fighters. He's got a very good finish rate. He's got great cardio. He's got good base. He's got good fight IQ. I think his fight IQ might be higher than Bogdan. If Bogdan puts him out with punches, I think it's to show how aged Jan Blachowicz. You know what the fuck I'm talking about here? I'm talking about a gentleman who's 42 years of age. I'm talking about a guy who's 42 still fighting against these young up-and-comers who are 33. And I'm trying to convince you that fucking Jan Blachowicz is going to beat him, which I think he will. The fact remains that I'm here telling you that a 42-year-old still has it. He still has it. And he still can beat these young up-and-comers. The fact is, that's very impressive. There's not that many fighters when they get to their yesteryear that all of a sudden they're going to be able to beat these young up-and-comers. Usually it doesn't happen that way. Usually they can't do that. Jan Blachowicz, I think, can do that. I think if one thing fucking happens bad for Bogdan, if he shoots a kick and Jan fucking takes it and takes him down, I think that it's going to be fucking terrible for Bogdan on the ground. I want to see more out of Bogdan. A lot of the problems with Bogdan is that the fact that we haven't even been able to see him fight longer than what he has fought because he keeps on finishing people. So he's got a lot of finishing potential, which could apply and could be done unto Jan Blachowicz. But I think the statistics and the point of difference is that Jan Blachowicz is a former champion and he's fought so many different people and we have so much tape on him. He's always a consistent pick. Even though he's been a fucking old person, he's been an old cunt since the beginning. He was old 8-10 years ago. He's still here. So if he's old and he's still here, then so be it. I think he's going to win. And let's not forget that when Dominic Reyes tried to punch with him, fucking Jan Blachowicz stood back, framed him off, and went pop, 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 straight, and dropped him. So don't be fucking surprised if he's got lethal leather and he fucking swings and cracks him after hurting him. So Jan Blachowicz has got way too many skills for this guy. I think he beats Bogdan. Sometimes I think to myself, why the fuck are you still doing this? Like me, like why am I doing this fucking MMA podcast? I think that to myself. And then I go, I fucking love this shit. I don't give a fuck. I love this shit. That's why I want to do it. That's why I want to do it. And that's why I'm doing it. Because I love it. So these are some massive fights coming up. There's Brandon Moreno versus Tatsuro Taira, and there's Henry Cejudo versus Peyton Talbot. I can't even believe that I'm saying Henry Cejudo versus Peyton Talbot. Like I can't even believe that I'm actually verbalizing that. It's almost like it's a fake movie. It's like Henry Cejudo, it's like, what the fuck is he doing? Like, in my opinion, if you're a double champion and you've won the gold medal at the Olympics, you should fucking retire. But he doesn't want to. And he fought Song Yadong, and he got his eyes gouged out. And then he said, oh, I'm fucking blind. I can't fucking see. I'm not going to be able to fucking see ever again. Well, guess what? Why are you back fighting Peyton Talbot so soon? You know why I think he's fighting Peyton Talbot? Maybe he loves the game. Maybe he's broke. Maybe some shit like that happened. I don't know. It just seems very irregular for him to, or he just wants to go viral. He just wants to do it for fun, for viral. If so, God bless him. Let him do it. But you know what's crazy? What's crazy is that me and what I said about Peyton Talbot, I said, nah, man, you know, he came on the show. I thought he had a lot of stock. I then retracted on that, and I was like, no, man, you know, Rayoni Barcelos is going to destroy him, which he did. So his momentum kind of lagged. But then I said, you know, Felipe Lima, if you don't know anything about Felipe Lima is fucking sick. And then all of a sudden, Peyton's out there fucking butchering Felipe Lima. So if I thought Felipe Lima was a gun and Peyton's destroying him, then what does that make Peyton? That means he's actually fucking good. So if he's actually good and he's young and he's hungry and he's dangerous and he's going up against Henry, who's small, what's to say that he doesn't fucking light him up? 1-2, bang, hits him with the cross at the end of it. Right on the chin, down, and he's out. I think my pick for this fight is that fucking Peyton Talbot's going to beat him. I don't understand the sport anymore. I don't fucking understand the sport. The fact that I'm an analyst and I'm supposed to be a specialist in this sport and I'm picking Peyton Talbot doesn't make any fucking sense to me. Anyways, that's what I'm doing, though. So Peyton Talbot to KO Henry Cejudo. Why? Because he wants it and he's smart. He knows how to fight. Henry Cejudo knows how to fight. He's a double champion. He's been multiple champions. He's been TJ Dillashaw. He's been Dominic Cruz. He's been Demetrius Johnson, even though I have a caveat on that on the second performance, because the first one he got Muay Thai clinched and destroyed. And the second one he fought Demetrius Johnson, I think that was a robbery and Demetrius should have won that fight. I wouldn't mind seeing a fucking trilogy with Demetrius Johnson and Henry Cejudo. Get him back in the UFC. Send him a contract. Henry Cejudo, what's he going to do? He's going to try and take down Peyton Talbot. He's shown a susceptibility to be taken down. I think where he takes Peyton Talbot down is not the freestyle shots. I think Peyton can stuff that. I think he's learned. You know, he had his lesson against Rayoni. He did well against Felipe. Now he's young, he's hungry, he's getting strong. He's doing that freestyle wrestling. He already had a base in freestyle wrestling. Not the Olympic level like Henry Cejudo winning a fucking gold medal, but he has a base in freestyle wrestling. I reckon that if Henry shoots in on him on double legs, it won't work. I think the way to go about it is Greco-Roman wrestling. He body locks him and takes him down. You know, Peyton, he's got great timing. He's got the knees. He's got fucking elbows. He's just a vicious fighter. You know, he's like a surfer guy. He's like a skater. But guess what? Skaters fall off their fucking board. When they hit that concrete, you know, they get fucking durable. They get durable. Also, shout out to my Tajikistan kickboxing coach, Jurabek. A great individual. Done a lot of training with him and he's leveling on my game. I love sparring with him because he knows he can fucking destroy me. So instead, he's choosing to kind of put me in a position to make me think about the defensive options. So Jurabek, I appreciate you a lot and tune in because Jurabek's probably going to be coming on the show. Him and I train Muay Thai at Mapmasters, and that Uzbekistan Tajikistan Muay Thai is a little bit different. It's just a little bit different. When I saw Ortikov, when he was fucking hitting triple punch combinations on the same hand, you know, Uzbekistan's got a good boxing culture, like I told you in the previous episodes when I was talking about Ramazan Tamirov, how he's coming up. So, you know, these guys that have really good boxing in Uzbekistan, the same with Tajikistan. Jurabek was in Uzbekistan. He's originally from Tajikistan. So he was telling me kind of like that type of style, that Uzbek, that Tajiki style. And I've gotten a lot out of it. So a lot of good development. I want to do more training. So tune in for that. I digress. Let's get back to Henry versus Peyton. Henry, he's going to try and shoot takedowns on him. He's going to try and punch and do his karate stuff with him. I think Peyton might be too, you know, Henry might be faster than Peyton, but if Peyton lands on him, he'll drop him. Listen to me right now. Hear me out here. If Peyton lands on Henry, he's going to drop him. It's going to be a knockdown in terms of who's quicker, Henry, but he packs less damage. Peyton, I think he packs a lot of damage, and I think he's really big, and the fact that he's young at bantamweight, and I've seen the weight cuts, they're pretty brutal, especially when you got Frank Ocean in your corner. He is probably going to go up against, go to featherweight, and he's probably going to, you know, he's going to put that size on. The fact is that he's fucking huge, and he's going to fight him at bantamweight. If he's going to fight him at bantamweight, he's going to be huge against Henry. Henry's small. Peyton's big. Peyton can catch him with knees as he's coming in. He can clinch with him. He'll punch his head off. Henry's going to try and take him down. He's going to sprawl. He's going to sprawl and he's going to defend those takedowns. If they try to strike with each other, you know, Henry might catch him, but he doesn't have enough sting on his shot. And Henry's older now. You know, we just saw him fight Song Yudong. Henry's got the skills to pay the bills, but against Payton Talbot, Payton's probably got the puncher's chance. Payton's got that X factor, and he's going to fucking light him up and put him down. What do I want to see out of Payton Talbot? He's already got the fight IQ and the striking. He's already got really good boxing. I see him working with those like Mexican guys I think he was with. You know, his boxing is improving. His kickboxing looks good. He times people with the knees. I want to see more grappling out of him. I want to see more jiu-jitsu. I want to see more clinch. He needs to put a fucking Muay Thai clinch on his game. He's a big, strong guy. He should be dominating smaller fighters with the Muay Thai clinch. I want to see him round out his game, and he can go fucking far. He can go really far and shoot for the fucking stars. He will. We got a massive flyweight fight with Brandon Moreno versus Tatsuro Taira. I spoke about how I wanted the flyweight division to kind of develop and for the younger guys to fight the older guys so we can kind of get out with the old and in with the new. Tatsuro Taira, he fought that Japanese guy on that fight night. And, you know, people have put his stock, you know, MMA gurus put a lot of stock in Tatsuro Taira saying that he's going to do massive things. I liked his last two performances, but Brandon Moreno with that style, with that striking, Tatsuro Taira has never dealt with somebody that can fucking strike like Brandon Moreno. And also boxing, once again, if you have good boxing and you have underrated boxing, or if you're just a boxer by trade, you will go far in the sport. And if Tatsuro tries to grapple with Brandon fucking grapple. But when he starts boxing with Brandon, he's in a different fucking world. Brandon can box with anyone in the UFC. He's got the most underrated hands out of everybody in the UFC, man. Great head movement, great punch selection, great combination punching, great sequencing punching, great southpaw, orthodox. He can fucking do it all. He goes to the body too. He's a fucking boxer and a half. So if Tatsuro is going to try and punch with him, it's a fucking terrible idea. If Tatsuro tries to grapple with him, maybe he's got a chance, but Brandon's really good. Brandon's kind of coming out of his prime, but guess what? You know what? Alessandro Pantoja has steamrolled every fucking fighter that he's fought. He's beaten them pretty decisively. Also, Steve Irsay kind of, you know, did very well against Pantoja also. But I would say Brandon Moreno's performance against Pantoja was a fucking war. So if you're doing that to the current champion, you know, Brandon's lost to the current champion 3 times now. But it's irrelevant. Brandon's skill level is one of a champion because he fought all those titles and he won them. He's a fucking former UFC champion. Tatsuro Taira, even though he's an up-and-comer, I see him doing big things in the future. Right now, Brandon Moreno is too good for him. You know, the second that Brandon gets those kicks going and the kicks to the bodies like he did against Kai Kara-France, Brandon Moreno's got him. He's too fast, too quick, too agile, got high fight IQ. The only way for Tatsuro to win is to submit him, and I'm not gambling on him fucking submitting him. Brandon has a great possibility to fight for the title once again. And who knows, I said this, imagine if Joshua Van beats Pantoja later in the card, and then Brandon Moreno's right fucking back in there to fight Joshua Van. And if Pantoja's there and he wins, how do we know that he's not going to fight him for a fourth time? Depending on how good he looks. So Brandon Moreno, he's still got it, man. Brandon Moreno's still got it. Johnny K says so. Brandon Moreno is going to box Tatsuro's head off, and then he'll take him to a decision and win that. As I said, Joshua Van versus Alessandro Pantoja. I've already broken this down. Joshua, very good boxing, will box with Pantoja. He'll look good. He already does look good. I'm impressed with what he does. Joshua, underrated boxer, very impressive fighter. I like him. Pantoja's got too many skills. He's a dog. He's actually a cannibal. And he'll maul them like a cannibal will. He'll out-grapple them, and then it will be too much. You know, Joshua might get things going early on, but if it's 5 rounds, it's 5 rounds. If it's for a title, Pantoja's the champ, and you have to take it off him. If you try and take it off him, you're going to have to fucking KO him. If Joshua can't KO him, which I don't think he can, Pantoja's chin's fucking excellent, and he's got a good tax mitigation for damage in particular. I think Pantoja can drag him out. If he drags him out, he'll beat him. He's got better fight IQ. I think Pantoja will be too much, too high fight IQ. He's got too much versatility. It's going to be a difficult night for Joshua Van. Pantoja takes this one and defends the title. And everyone said that they want to see Pantoja versus Murad Dvalishvili. Murad Dvalishvili is on this card fighting Pyotr Yan in the main event. So Pantoja Joshua Van is the co-main event, and Pyotr Yan versus Murad Dvalishvili rematch is the main event. Now, what have I seen from Murad? Murad is a marauder, one of the best fighters I've ever seen. High-level grappling, as high as Khabib in terms of work rate. You know, there's not that many work rate type fighters. Khabib's a work rate type fighter. He won't leave you off the hook. He'll take you out and he'll keep coming for you. Murad Dvalishvili is one of those guys, you know, who have 50 fucking takedowns. He's not stopping. He doesn't give a shit. He's not stopping. If you recall the last fight he had with Pyotr Yan, it didn't go too good for Pyotr, did it? He rinsed him. He took him down. He kept taking him down. He just fucking rinsed him. So what's gonna change? You know, Pyotr for Marcus McGee, you know what I mean? Like, that was closer than it should have been. What's going to change with Pyotr Yan being able to fight Murad Dvalishvili? I don't think anything's going to fucking change. I think it's just going to be worse for Pyotr. I don't think Pyotr's gone better. I think Murad has more so, and he's the champion, and he's got more work rate, and he's added more to his game. Now that he's a submission threat, because he beat Sean O'Malley faster than he did the first time when he did a rematch against him, and he submitted him the second time, and the first one was close. With Pyotr Yan, the first one wasn't even fucking close whatsoever, and the second one is not going to be close again. So Murad Dvalishvili, he's going to take down Pyotr Yan. He's going to control him. He's going to beat him up, tire him out, and do the exact same thing. And if he finishes him this time, then so be it. He finishes him. If not, he's going to take him to a decision once again. Murad Dvalishvili is slowly cementing himself. In my opinion, he's the best fighter in the bantamweight UFC history. You know, the fact that he just got, he had that performance against Corey and Corey looked good. And then all of a sudden, he dropped him with punches. This is a guy that, you know, he's getting a belt by knocking down and using his punching against someone like a striker like Corey Sandhagen, and then also out grappling and submitting someone like Sean O'Malley, and also beating Sean O'Malley on a decision, also at the same time picking Henry Cejudo up, an Olympic champion, and laughing with fucking Mark Zuckerberg. Murad Dvalishvili is on a tear. He's on the longest win streak in the history of the UFC bantamweight division, cementing himself as the fighter of the year. And he's fucking beaten Pyotr Yan already. And he beat Jose Aldo, former champion, as well. That's Pyotr, Jose, Henry Cejudo, Sean O'Malley. Not to mention he beat Umar Nurmagomedov, undefeated Khabib's protege and cousin. So he's beaten all these guys. He's cemented himself as one of the best fighters of all time already, and he's not done. He's going for his fourth championship in 1 year, never before seen. Never done before, never seen before. A real fucking individual. A Hall of Fame individual, and he's just getting started, in my opinion. I don't see anyone taking the belt off Murad Dvalishvili. He beats Pyotr Yan. Put him up against featherweight, fight Volkanovski. Volkanovski is fighting Diego Lopez in a rematch. I reckon once they're done with that, put Murad in featherweight. Murad needs to push himself. He doesn't have too many years. He's in his 30s. He's in his late 30s, like 35, 36. He's getting up there in age. There is nothing at bantamweight that looks good for Murad Dvalishvili, and anything that is will be a rematch. He's gonna rematch Umar Nurmagomedov? I don't think so. He's already beaten Umar. He already dragged him out. What, he's gonna fight Davison Figueiredo? He doesn't need to prove himself there. He's already beaten Pyotr Yan. He's already beaten Pyotr, Jose, Henry, Sean O'Malley, Corey Sandhagen. Fucking, that's it, man. Hall of Fame level career, championship level career. He's going to beat the record for the most title defenses and the most titles in a singular year. He's going to beat the record for the most amount of title fight wins in UFC bantamweight. He still needs to contend with Dominic Cruz, who got the WEC belt as well. But if Dom's on 4 and 3 in WEC, and TJ Dillashaw is on 5 with 5 100% KO rate, and Murad Dvalishvili is, you know, getting up there. You know what I mean? Some of the fights he beat the world champions outside of title fights. That's how impressive Murad Dvalishvili is. You know what I mean? He's beating him outside of title fights. So truthfully, he's got three belts right now because he beat Sean for the belt. Sorry, he's got four. He beat Sean for the belt. Then he defended against Umar. He defended against Sean. He defended against Corey. And before that, he already beat Henry and he already beat Aldo and Piotr for belts. This is fucking crazy. Like, that is a crazy career, and he's just adding to it. He's like, you know what? I'll beat a UFC champion again. I've already beaten him. I'll beat him again. Murad Dvalishvili will go down as the best bantamweight fighter in the history of MMA. I said this maybe 2 years ago when I had someone on the show. I said, after I saw the Henry Cejudo performance, I said, what's stopping Murad from getting five belts and outperforming every single UFC champion that came before? And the guest said, I don't know, man, time will tell. But me, I said that because I was confident that Murad was going to do that, and I was right. So Murad Dvalishvili versus Piotr Jan, he'll drag him out, he'll submit him, he'll KO him, whatever he wants to do, he'll maul Piotr Jan, and then he should move up to featherweight. There is nothing else at bantamweight for unless someone proves themselves, and right now, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing the health of the division for him to stay there. He's mauled everyone, he'll do it again, and he'll do it in rematches also. And then he should be off to featherweight. That's what he should do. Everybody, thank you for tuning into the Anything Combat podcast. I'm your host, Johnny K. Tune in for more episodes. We're fucking interviewing Muay Thai, boxing. I want to do judo. We're doing jiu-jitsu fighters, fucking wrestlers, MMA fighters, boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai. We do everything. That's why it's called Anything Combat. Follow the show, follow me. And become a combatant.
Become a combatant.